from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. President Barack Obama will deliver a statement this hour on Guantanamo, according to the White House. His administration is prepared to present U.S. lawmakers with his plan to close the controversial military prison. U.S. officials have said that his plan will call for sending detainees who have been cleared for transfer to their homelands or third countries and bringing remaining prisoners to U.S. soil to be held in maximum security prisons. Meanwhile, the U.S. Defense Department is expected to deliver a report to Congress on how to close the military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba today. Potential sites include federal prisons in Kansas, Colorado, and South Carolina, as well as military facilities. Stay tuned to VOA. We will carry the president's comments live. Syria said Tuesday that it accepts a ceasefire plan proposed by the United States and Russia that would begin on Saturday. A government statement said the military will continue its operations against the Islamic State and al-Qaeda-linked groups. The U.S.-Russia plan does not apply to those militants, and any other groups have until Friday to confirm their participation. A water crisis in India's capital will take up to 2 weeks to fix. That's according to authorities Tuesday. Taps ran dry after days of protest by protesters who sabotage a canal to demand better treatment for their caste. Jet caste groups called off their protest on Monday after the government of the state of Haryana accepted their demands after days of riots, arson, and looting that saw thousands of troops deployed. This is VOA News. Greece has filed a formal protest with Austria over its recent actions involving the migrant crisis. The Greek foreign ministry summoned the Austrian ambassador to Athens to express anger over Vienna's decision to limit the number of asylum applications, which could leave thousands of migrants stranded in Greece. Athens is already angry over not being invited to a meeting Wednesday in Austria with several Balkan states, including Albania, Bosnia, Macedonia, Slovenia, about the migrant crisis. On Monday, Greek police began removing hundreds of migrants from a camp at the country's border with Macedonia. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza has agreed to begin talks with opposition leaders to bring an end to a nearly year-long political crisis. Mr. Ban announced the breakthrough Tuesday in the capital of Bujumbura, where he arrived the day before for meetings with politicians and civil society groups. Let's take a listen.
I was very much encouraged that the political leaders, whether they are sitting in government, ruling party, or opposition, they promised that they will engage in inclusive dialogue. This is what President Nkurunziza also confirmed, that he will be engaging in inclusive dialogue.
Burundi has been mired in a sometimes violent political crisis since April of last year, when Nkurunziza sought and won what is widely seen as an unconstitutional third term. A Swedish doctor has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for abducting a woman and locking her in a homemade bunker for 6 days. In a unanimous verdict, a Stockholm court found 38-year-old Martin Trenenberg guilty of drugging and abducting the woman. The prosecutor said Trenenberg planned to hold the woman as his girlfriend in a specially constructed bunker behind his isolated home. Trenenberg claimed he was suffering from a mental disorder at the time of that abduction. Direct peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban-led insurgent groups are expected to start by the first week of March, and Pakistan has offered to host those negotiations. The announcement followed a meeting Tuesday in Kabul of diplomats from Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States as part of efforts to promote the Afghan peace process. Chocolate giant Mars Tuesday ordered a massive recall of Mars and Snicker bars, as well as Milky Way minis in Germany and the Netherlands, after plastic was found in a product. The company made that in a statement on the recall in Germany. Products with a best before date from June 19, 2016 to January 8, 2017 have been affected. More details at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.